Good morning, A-Town. You know who it is. It's the Streets Morning Takeover right here on Streets 94.5. This is that Second 8 update. Who's on the phone this morning?
Hey, this is your boy, B-Doc.
Good morning, sir. Yeah. How you doing this morning, family?
I'm good. How about you?
Good. Where you calling from, Wakanda?
Nah. I'm calling from down in Atlanta.
Okay, what you need, brother? How can we help you?
All right, so I took this little shorty out on a date named Diana. I met off of Instagram and stuff. She was cute and everything, you know, had a nice body and everything on her. So slid in the DM, told her, you know, let me take you out, show you a little bit of Atlanta for you. So then I took her to this little video shoot. Thought we were having a good time and everything. She liked, she was enjoying herself. After that, you know, everything went good. Told her I'd hit her up the next day or later on that night. Started texting, never got a reply back. I'm just trying to figure out what happened.
Okay, babe. What's her name?
Diamond. Introduced her, like, everything that I do, like, on videos and stuff, because I help with creative producing and stuff when I'm on the video set. So, you know, I thought everything went good.
So, is this your first time managing somebody?
No, it's not my first time. I done helped a few other girls out to get on, you know, get on the scene as video models and stuff like that.
And do you request this for your ex?
Nah, not always.
What?
Well, let's get on the phone. I smell this, what is going on.
Okay. All right. Well, this is what we're going to do. We're going to get on the phone. You don't say nothing until we tell you to. Once she tells us what time it is and why you ain't heard from her, then we'll ask you to come on to the line. All right?
All right.
Mr. Always.
Here you go, Atlanta.
Y'all, my God. This is not going to be good.
Wow.
In the hell.
Sound like,
Why would he say that? He know he on air. Why would he say that?
He sound like he was trying to be a pimp. What do you think?
I'm telling what I just don't
he
think
could be putting people in different places though, man.
We're gonna find out right now.
Hello.
Hey, good morning. My speak with Diamond, please.
This is Diamond.
This young jock Mo Quick with the Streets Morning Takeover. You got a second to talk, baby girl?
Yeah, what's up?
Okay, so a gentleman hit us up, told us he was doing some work with you or whatnot, trying to see you and help you you know, get to better places and other places in life. And he said
who?
That you
B Dot. Do you know a guy named B Dot?
Yeah, I know him.
He said he tried to put you on, and you ain't called back after he put you on.
Put me on. He put me on to nothing.
So what he talking about? Because he called us basically saying, you know, he was trying to put you on, help you get your whole start, and with modeling and all kind of stuff.
We actually went out like a couple of times. So he contacted me first through IG. He was coming in out of my photos with the little hard eyes, and then he sent in my DMs talking cash money, saying he wants to boss me up, saying I don't have to work at Walmart because I do work at Walmart right now.
Which
and he
one?
Was just saying he can make my dreams come true. So I'm just like, okay, so, you know, let me just see what this guy's talking about. And so after that, so we went on our first date, and, you know, he was helping me with my portfolio and telling me who to follow, giving me all these important emails and names and stuff that I need to know, that's like what's going on in this industry. So I'm just like, okay, so, you know, I was feeling him because, you know, he's trying to help me with my career. Then, you know, I was attracted to him as well.
Okay, so what happened on the second date?
On our second date, we actually went to the set of Atlanta, the TV show.
Wow, okay.
Yeah, we was walking around. He was introducing me to people. And then for some reason, he started being like extra. And he was just on set saying this, saying who he was.
Did you get on film?
I didn't get anything, no. I was kind of embarrassed. And then, like, you know, he was asking people on the set, give me a look. He need a look. Can't you get a look? I'm
let
like,
me put you in.
Okay, so let me ask you a question. When he kept saying, hey, can she get a look? Can she get a look? Like, what was his approach?
It looked like the man, you know, the man had on his little equipment and he was holding the camera. So he was just saying, hey, can she get a look? Can she get a look? Hey, bro, can she get a look? And it was just like, and he was saying it loud so everybody could hear. So
wow,
like,
and pointing
oh
at
my
you.
Gosh.
So did you get a look?
No,
you just got looked at. All right, Diamond, so this is what we're going to do. We're going to just go and let you know something. We actually got BD.
B-Dot,
whatever. Oh,
you
there
still
he
got
is.
Confidence.
He on the phone. There you go, B-Dot. What's up, bro?
Can I get a look?
I mean, man, if that's not how the story is. I mean, the dude
don't
that I was
lie.
Talking to, one of the camera guys, I'm trying to get him to help me find the executive producer that I know. First, he was no help at all. So I'm just standing out there yelling, can I get a look? Can she get a look? You know?
Hold up. But you know that stuff is set up before days and weeks, or at least a day before. You don't just bring nobody in no set of a TV show to my, can I get a look? Me and Jock do this every day, dog.
I mean, you know, well, sometimes, you know, with faith, you know, just coming in there, sometimes you just get put on. That's
I can't fast. Take it.
That's what I was trying to explain to her. Like, it can happen just like that. You never know. It usually work out.
So, B-Dot, let me ask you a question. How was her attitude on set? Did she, I mean, Do you think that had anything to do with her not getting on camera?
Once I started asking, can she get a look and stuff, I could tell that she started panicking, and the attitude had changed, and she was rolling her eyes and huffing and puffing.
Mm. Oh, man.
And
so,
while me walking, I turned around, she was gone.
So do you think that's why she didn't get her look?
I kind of, that's some of it. I mean, because now I can go ahead and I can talk to producers and let them know, like, I got a girl coming up here, and she's trying to see if she can get at least some camera time in there.
Okay, B Dot. I'm not, look, man, I do this for a living too. I ain't buying it. I'm not saying you lying, brother. I'm not saying you don't do what you do, because I got some homies that can make some stuff happen too, and I be like skeptical too, but it is what it is. Diamond, if he could come with a better approach to get you your look, your quote unquote look, would you give him a second chance?
I don't even know, because that whole ordeal, that was just all messed up.
Things happen, but it's up to you right now. You got a few seconds to let me know. Is it a second date or not?
I guess.
Yes, you got dreams, man.
All right.
Diamond, just be careful. Don't end up in Starship.
On Food and Industrial, waving that car. Hey, give me a look.
That won't happen ever again, I promise.
Daddy, he said he promised. Hey, time, y'all call us up, talk about this second date update. I don't know if I believe him or not. He sounded like a cool dude. He tried to stick to his story, but hell, I would too if I was trying to get that old thing back.
He sound kind of cool.
Call us up, 443-520-945. Keep what you got. Number one in the streets, the Streets 94.5.